Yeah, look, that was the primary objective when we got together before Christmas. So pleased to have got out of it and got the 5 wins and got out of it with a couple of games to spare.
Looking at your victory so far in the campaign, you started out against fellow Ulster side Antrim. A 1 point victory set the template for the next couple of games ahead. Did you get that victory? I suppose it was important, Damien.
Yeah, I think in any leagues the first games gives a real good momentum if you can get over it. And we did that day. Antrim would have been frustrated with themselves that day that they didn't get something more out of it, but. I suppose we found enough on us to get the score at the end to take us through and start the ball rolling as such. And look, every match has been tough. Every match has had its own challenges. All the teams are well organised and all fairly defensively. I don't know that was just against us, in particular. But they were challenging to break down. And say every match we had to really dig deep to overcome it. You know.
Looking at your defensive record against Derry, or against Antrim, I should say, you conceded 1-9. Same against London, 1-8 against Waterford, 9 points against Wicklow. Looking by that, it tells us that you've worked really hard on the defensive thing this year to get that right, to keep scores out, and not get those sucker punch goals.
Yeah, well, I suppose if you look back to last year in the first league match, we were 2 goals to. No score down after about 2.5 minutes against Westmeath in Division 3. So that told you something about where we were defensively. And we sort of had those frailties throughout 2018. So, yeah, look, we've worked very hard on that. And the importance of keeping the scores out is critical, you know. We found we were quite capable of competing with, I suppose, even in the Championship to the top of the Super 8 sides. We were still able to score freely against them, but... You've got to keep the scores out of the RN if you've absolutely any chance of winning, you know. So that's something we have worked hard on indeed.
You've lost a few experienced heads this year, but also you've gained a lot of youth. And suppose with youth, it brings that enthusiasm, Damien.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. We brought a few lads into the panels, some of the guys from the club scene as well, done well. One or two from the under-20 squads from last year. And they've all brought a level of quality. And I must say, I've been very pleased with that. And that really has, I suppose, increased their chances of playing well and getting the results this year. And, there was maybe only a couple of lads that were on minor teams, two or three anyway, that were on our minor teams on the first 15 now. So the age profile is a bit higher than you might think. So, but they say all the youth or whatever's coming behind that now, you know.
Next up for you, Damien, you're playing against Leitrim. They won today as well. They've gone up as well from Division 3, but no doubt you will try and put your most strongest team out against Leitrim.
Well, that remains to be seen because we still have men in our panel here in Eat Football as well. So you have me and Kieran Nichols who you might decide to to let recover for an extra week or something like that as well. You know, so. I suppose it's only 24 hours after we've been up. We haven't really thought about it, but as I say, we have men on the squad here that need football, need to prove themselves that they can offer something for us going into the final, you know.
It's a luxury to have that, but the objective this year was to get out of Division 4, and nobody wanted to see Derry in Division 4, but one thing is about getting out of there, but you have to be consistent maybe, Damien, this year.
Well, that's it. Consistency is it in a nutshell. I suppose at this stage we've won 7 games and we're only it's the 3rd of March, so that's a level of consistency we're getting to. You know, we want to try and keep that going. In the next 2 games, regardless of what 15 we put out, we'll still be very, very keen to keep the winning run going. Both games are at home, which is a big thing in the league, going away and winning away matches, which has been an encouraging thing from our point of view, is very tough. And as I say, the next 2 games are at home, so we'll be looking to kick on and develop our own game because we still have an absolute power of work to do to become where we want to be, you know.
Yeah, and looking at, I suppose there's one eye on that Ulster Championship tie. It's a couple of months out yet, but competitive games, you've only a few of them left, so it's important to get good performances.
It is, I suppose, that good performance in the next 2 games, and then I suppose then because you're playing in the last weekend with the last weekend of March, it takes us a week closer to the championship, you know, and we're out very early in the championship, which is the 12th of May. So I suppose, you know, that's a good thing. You have the club month in April, which, you know, sort of has its own challenges in terms of keeping lads injury free and trying to prepare a side for an Ulster championship. But you're 100% right in the sense that it's another competitive game for us to try and get ourselves up to speed.
Look, Damien, it's been a tough couple of months there for Derry. You're out of Division 4. Congratulations on that. A little bit of pressure off now.
Oh, there's no doubt. There's a relief to it as well. Absolutely. And you know, particularly when you win the five games and you were fit to clear it up this weekend, it gives us a bit of headspace now to focus on what we can improve, so you're not sort of absolutely panicking about the next 2 points or anything like it. So, no, it's a positive to get it done so soon, and the boys deserve all the credit, you know.